The governor's budget office first proposed selling off the student loan portfolio last spring. The idea didn't take hold. But with a new budget process about to begin, there's speculation that the proposal could come back. Speculation the governor's budget office won't confirm or deny. State Representative Naomi Jacobson of Urbana has introduced a bill setting requirements for any private lender that buys the student loan portfolio, now held by the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, or ISAC. Jacobson, a Democrat, wants those lenders to retain ISAC's incentive program, which reduces interest and fee rates up to 2.25% for students who make regular payments and allow automatic deductions from their accounts.
Things like this that are already in place, they shouldn't lose. And I'm afraid that if this portfolio were sold, not only would they lose those incentives to pay their loans back, but they may end up paying some really high interest rates.
Interest rates plus fees as high as 28%. That's how much one student was charged by private student lender Sallie Mae, according to a Fortune magazine article cited by the University of Illinois Student Senate in an endorsement of Jacobson's bill. Student Senate Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Justin Cogindos says he hopes Jacobson's bill can prevent rates and fees from rising if the portfolio is sold. If the bill helps to kill the sale altogether, he'd like that even better.
I've talked to a lot of students that would have trouble meeting any higher interest rates that would be charged by private companies. The Illinois Student Senate doesn't think it's fair for private companies to make exorbitant profits on the backs of hardworking students.
Becky Carroll of the Governor's Office of Management and Budget says federal rules set caps for interest rates and fees charged by any private entity that would buy the loan portfolio from ISAC. But ISAC Government Relations Director Lori Reimer says federal rules do not require that new owners keep the current discount incentive program.
They couldn't go higher than what the federal government mandates, but they could, without legislation or without a contractual commitment, you know, not offer the same kind of interest rate reduction or fee waivers that we currently offer under ISAC.
There's also the question of how the state would use the money it makes if the student loans were sold off. When he first made the proposal last spring, State Budget Director John Filan suggested using 2/3 of the revenue from the portfolio sale to balance the budget, with the rest going to college scholarship programs. But Republican State Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet says all of the money from the sale should go for scholarships or other aid to higher education, just as the interest paid on the ISAC loans does today.
I'm personally offended as somebody who's taken out student loans to further my own education and is repaying those student loans dutifully. I didn't sign up to underwrite the state of Illinois' debt. Now, if the governor wants to talk about raising taxes, let the governor talk about that. But I'm sick and tired of this. You know, I didn't raise taxes when what he's doing is stealing from every pot in the state to underwrite the debt.
Rose and four other House Republicans spoke out against selling the student loan portfolio last November after Governor Blagojevich made several new appointments to the Student Assistance Commission. The lawmakers worried the governor was stacking the ISAC board so it would be more supportive to privatizing its student loan portfolio and that it might do so without legislative approval. Whether that can be done legally is open to question. Lori Reimers of ISAC says the commission believes it can act on its own. But State Representative Rich Myers of Colchester has asked the State Attorney General's office to rule on the question, and that ruling is still pending. The urgency of the question will depend a lot on whether Governor Blagojevich brings up the issue of student loans in his budget address. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.